Open your Bibles, if you would, to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, I want to show you a few truths tonight, if I can. I want to use a guy's outline. I'd like to remember his name. I wish I'd wrote it down. I read an outline that he wrote on this with three points. And I wrote those points down, and I wish I'd wrote his name down. I'd give him credit for it. And come think about it, I think he'd wrote that he'd gotten it from somewhere else. But anyway, I do want to bring a truth or two out of it. We find this is one of the places where Jesus asked a couple questions. Several times throughout the Bible, we find Jesus asking questions. This is a very important scripture that we're fixing to read in Luke chapter 2. The reason why is the first time that we ever hear Jesus speak. You remember the first time you ever heard your child speak? How special it was? This is the first time Jesus ever speaks. As a matter of fact, it's the only time that Jesus ever spoke as a child until he got into the ministry at 30 years old. That's all we've ever heard. This is the only place we ever hear Jesus speaking. And he asked two questions when he spoke. And so let's begin reading, if you would, in verse 41 of chapter 2 of Luke. He says, "Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both learning, hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And when he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." Tonight, I want to preach upon that question. He asked, "How is it that ye sought me?" And he goes on, he said, "Wish ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" I want to give you three things tonight here: leaving without the Lord, looking for the Lord, and learning from the Lord. And I want to share those three truths that we get from this portion of Scripture. Now let me say this, there's nothing any sadder to me, and you've heard me say this, than to see someone, their child, comes missing. Sometimes you see these milk cartons and you see children missing, and it's amazing how many children gets missing. It scares me anymore. Sometimes I take the kids from school out, and I'm responsible for those kids. Some of them think I'm overprotective. Some of them think that I'm just too wearisome over them. But I can't think of anything worse than take them out on a trip and somebody take one of the children and me have to come back and look the parents in the face and tell them that I don't know what happened. Somebody took the child. And so when I take them, I am overprotective because I do worry about it. And to be honest with you, even my grandchildren, I don't like to go places, and when I'm around strangers and around crowds, I don't like to go places and leave them. And I don't like to let them out of my sight. I just don't trust. People don't know what's going on. But this is a story about a missing child, but really, he wasn't missing. And by the way, it wasn't any child. It was a child Jesus. He was safe and secure in his father's house. But his parents didn't know that, and so Mary and Joseph didn't know it. And all of a sudden, they found that he was gone. And so I want to share with you three truths. Look in your Bible, if you would, and notice here that the Bible says that in verse 43, that they had went a day's journey. And as they fulfilled the days, they returned, and the child tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew it not, but they supposed him to have been in the company when a day's journey, and they saw him among their kinfolks and acquaintance. Now let me ask you this. Life is full of journeys. I know that the Lord never leaves us nor forsakes us. But sometimes we get on some of life's journeys and we leave the Lord behind. And we go without him. Now notice here in verse 44, a little term, it says, supposing. They'd went to Jerusalem to the Passover to celebrate as a family. That was a custom. That's what they were required to do. On the way back, I'm sure there was a great crowd of people. They went by a day's journey and they realized that Jesus wasn't in a presence. But they had assumed. Notice in verse 44, the Bible says, but they supposing him. Now, can I say this? There's an awful lot of people supposing things about the Lord that they're not going to find to be true. Some people supposes, because they come to church occasionally, that they're going to heaven. Some people supposes, because they're better than their neighbors in some moral issues, that they're okay with God and God is with them. Some Christians are supposing that just because they're Christians, their family and their children are not going to turn out into the world and be pagans. But sometimes we take a lot of things and we assume a lot of things. The parents here assumed that Jesus was with them. And so they thought he was there. But they didn't realize and they didn't make sure the Lord was with them. And so what they did was they separated by a day's journey. They went, and by the way, sometimes when we forget the Lord, we find ourselves farther away from him than we thought. And we find ourselves being separated in great distance. Now, notice here that Mary and Joseph, they got looking and they couldn't find the Lord. They left him. I thought about it. I believe it was Cole, one of the grandchildren. I believe it's Cole. I don't believe it's Lakeland. Was it Lakeland or Cole that we left here that one time? Lakeland? Lakeland. Yeah, he come over to the house, he's all upset. He was going to ride with us, and I got busy talking to somebody, and I drove off and left him. Sometimes we leave things that's very important. And we don't realize it till we get to a place. I know what it was with Cole. We left him in the car seat, and we went in the house. Everybody sitting in there fixing to eat, and we got realizing Cole was nowhere to be found. We went out there, poor little fellow's locked up in the car seat. And he probably scarred him for life, didn't we, buddy? But anyway, sometimes we forget things that's very important. And can I tell you this? The Lord is very important. Now, what this teaches us is, it teaches us in leaving without the Lord, it teaches us that we have a relationship with God, but we have a fellowship with God. Mary was still his mother. Her relationship had not changed with Jesus. Even though she couldn't hear his voice, she couldn't touch him, and she couldn't feel his presence. Now listen to me. Stay with me a minute. She'd lost fellowship with Jesus, but she hadn't lost her relationship. There are times, and even though he is our Savior, even though we are going to heaven, even though we have a relationship with God, there are times when we don't hear his voice. We don't feel his touch. We don't feel his presence. Now, no one ever intends on leaving Jesus behind. But there's things that happen in our life that we wake up one day and we realize and we look, and we realize we can't hear his voice, and it's been a while. we realize it's been a while since we felt his touch, since we felt his presence. Mary and Joseph woke up in a day's journey, supposing that he had been there, but yet they went looking, couldn't find him. So in verse 44, the Bible says, but they supposing him to have been in the company, one day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. They began looking for him. And they had traveled all along, hadn't seen him, hadn't heard him, hadn't had him in the midst, hadn't sensed his presence. But yet, all of a sudden they realized that his presence hadn't been with them. But they still assumed that he was somewhere in that great crowd. And so what they did was they began to ask everybody, had they seen Jesus, their son? When we begin to look for Jesus, when we haven't felt his presence, when we realize that we haven't felt his presence, we haven't heard his voice, we haven't felt his touch for a while, the first thing it does is it involves a review. We need to stop and look and weigh some things out in our life. We need to ask ourselves, has it been a while? Maybe we traveled a little farther without him than what we thought. Sometimes we wake up and we realize that it's been a little while. Somewhere we left him. We just assume that he's always going to be right there. We assume that he's just going to be with us regardless of where we go. But then we recognize that he's not. So it all not only involved them to review some things in their life, it involved them to return to some things in their life. Notice if you would in verse 45. The Bible says, and when they found him not, they turned back again to where? You know what you do when you can't find someone? You got to go back to the place where you last saw them. When it's been a while since you felt his touch and heard his voice and felt his presence, it's good for us to return back to that place and see where and what happened. And so there the answer was for them to go back. And sure enough, they went back to Jerusalem because that was the last place that they saw the Lord. Most of us remember the last time that we heard his voice, felt his presence, felt his touch. And when we realize that we have left him somewhere, we begin looking for him. If we're going to find him, we have to return to where we left him. And sure enough, Mary and Joseph went back and they returned. Now notice if you would, when they return, the Bible says that when they got there, he was sitting in the midst of the doctors in verse 46, and they that heard him was astonished. Now let me say this. Jesus was no less deity then than he was when he hung upon the cross of Calvary. He was the same Lord. He was the same Son of God. And here he was. Now I want you to notice these things. And the Bible says that when he did, Mary asked him in verse 48, when they found him, and when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. So what she did was she began and she was going to actually rebuke him. She was upset with him. And she was going to correct him. But he corrected her. You see, when we leave the Lord, as we begin to look, sometimes we get upset that the Lord hasn't been with us the whole way. And when we realize his absence, and then when we come back, sometimes we We have the wrong feelings, but when we get in his presence, instead of us finding blame with something he's done, he makes us realize that the problem is something that we've done. Now, note this, if you would. Note where they found him. Look back in your Bibles in verse 46. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him where? Can I tell you this? There's a whole lot of people that claims to be saved that's running around out there. And they're looking for where that Jesus left them or where they left Jesus. But can I tell you this? You're not going to find him on the lake. You're not going to find him in the ball fields. You're not going to find him in the bed. If you want to look for Jesus, you need to come back to the house of God. Amen. The house of God is where you're going to find Jesus. And that's where you left him at. And that's where you need to go. And so where Mary and Joseph went, they went back. And they began to look and they went back to the place where they left him. And they found him, the same place they'd left him, in the house of God. Can I say this? If you get interested about really finding Jesus where you left him, get your Bible and come back to the house of God and get serious with God. You'll probably find him right in the house of God. Let me show you one more thing and I'm going to close. I'm not going to preach long tonight, but I want to stress this point. Not only did they find him in the house of God, but what did they find him doing? Look back in your Bibles. He asked them, he said, how is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about what? Let me tell you where you always find Jesus. You hear me? Jesus will always be found involved in the Father's work. If you want to find Jesus, you got to return back to where the Father's work is taking place. You see, Jesus is all about doing the Father's work. And can I say this? You say, preacher, I want Jesus involved in my life. Then you have to involve yourself in the Father's business. Because that's all he's about. He's not about all this other stuff. As a matter of fact, to be honest with you, that's where we leave him a lot of times. We go out to all this other stuff and we think that he's all in at that. And we get away from the Father's business. But can I tell you something about Jesus? He will always, always, always be about the Father's business. You want him to be in your life? The only way Jesus is in your life, present, you're talking to you, you can hear his touch, you can hear his voice, you can feel his touch. The only way that you have that with Jesus is when you involve yourself in his Father's business. If you don't, you lose touch with Jesus. You'll find that somewhere along the way you left him. There's no worse feeling than to realize that you've left something very important. You'll begin looking for him. And to look, you'll have to do that review of your life. You'll have to return to where you left him. And every time you'll find him in the Father's house, doing the Father's business. Can I say this? David left the joy of his salvation. He didn't leave his salvation. You see, when you're saved, you lose your fellowship, you don't lose your relationship. He didn't lose his salvation, he lost the joy of it. Mary and Joseph didn't lose their son, they lost the joy of the presence of their son. Can I share this with you? You have a gob of people. They say they're saved. They get out of the house of God. They have no joy in their life. And they say they're looking for
for what the Lord, and they blame the Lord for things in their life. And they don't realize they left the Lord somewhere. And if they want to find the Lord and find the joy back in their life, they ought to come back and retrace their tracks to where they left them. And when they do that, then they're going to have to come back to the Father's house. And they're going to have to get back involved in Father's business. You want to feel part of God's work? You got to be involved in God's work. Somebody said, well, preacher, I come, but I never participate in anything. Chances are you probably never hear the voice of God speaking to you. You probably never feel His touch. You probably never feel His presence. Because Jesus is all about the Father's business. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Maybe tonight you've lost your joy. And maybe you need to come and retrace your steps. Review some things back in your life. Return to where you left them. And you know what? You'll find them right there. There's empty pews tonight, and I can't help but believe many of the empty pews tonight would be filled if people would just go back and find the joy of the Lord. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. People, I see them out sometimes, they say, preacher, I just got where I can't make it anymore. I said, why don't you return back to the Father's house? Get back involved in the Father's business. And the joy of the Lord is present there. That's where you find His joy. Amen. Let's sing, Brother Porter. There's not beneath you.